The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I can't hear anything. No music. Did we just... What happened? You had Nick on earlier for a commercial. Did you do something with that? We got a lot of people listening tonight, too. Are we dead? Welcome to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. How are you doing? So happy to be here on this third. We are live tonight. We've got just a chock full show. With me tonight is my co-host and my good friend and somebody who I just completely admire, and that's Maria Orozco. Hey.
Good evening, everyone.
How are you?
Super amazing. Thank you for inviting me.
You are.
Allow me to apologize. We just couldn't hear it in the headphones, but we did have music going. We were on.
Oh, you mean so the whole time I'm talking, saying, "Oh my."
We just couldn't hear it in the headphones. That was it.
Oh, but I mean, like, so when I didn't cuss, thank God, because like I stood up and said, "What's going on?" Everybody heard that. Okay. Well, that's good. So the show must go on, and that's what we're talking about. Live radio is so different than film that we are just going to go right into segue into an event that's happening here that is called Cheers to 10 Years. It's for Shasta Film, and with us tonight we have Sabrina Jurisic, and who is the regional film commissioner, and Tess Borges. Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great.
How are we doing with that volume, David? It feels lower than usual. Anyways, oh, there we go. Okay, does that feel better? Okay. So, Teresa, let's go right to you, Sabrina. Let's go, and then we'll go to Tess in a minute. So, Sabrina, we talked a bunch of stuff before you actually got live on the air about that you've been sitting in this position now for 8 years. So tell us what the Regional Film Commissioner does and what is Shasta Film about.
Yeah, so the Film Commission was established in 2014, and basically that's when we decided to take a more proactive approach to marketing our region to the film industry. And so we are the liaison between our community and the film industry, and our role is to generate economic impact in the efforts that we're doing. And so we've been able to be continually successful with that and been able to bring some good economic impact to our community and opportunities that are pretty unique. So we've been just excited, and we're really looking forward to this event that's celebrating our community, really rallying around and supporting filmmaking here.
So we wanted to share that this is free to the public, and it's on Friday, October 11th, beginning at 5:30. So a lot of people, you know, if you're getting off of work, come on over, because you're going to find, you know, something that is happening right under your nose that maybe you're not really aware of. Now, Tess, what's your role in this, upstate California?
Yeah, so I support Sabrina and Upstate California Film Commission in communications and event planning. So I do some of the presentations on behalf of Sabrina and all her efforts in the local area. And then I'm assisting her with the planning of this event.
All right, so we have the California the woman in charge of the California. What's her title?
Carla Sales is the deputy director
deputy
of the California
director,
Film
okay.
Commission.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so she'll be speaking on
she
this.
She will.
Night. She's coming up to talk about what's happening in the film industry, or can you share a little bit about what we're going to hear?
Yeah, so she's going to share kind of more what's happening on a statewide level. I think it's really encouraging for people. One of the successes that we have locally is because we could be good or bad, I suppose, but we generally have more independent films here and commercials, and those have not been as impacted by the industry strikes. So our region hasn't had the hit that the industry at large has had, but Carla will share kind of what's happening on, you know, state level, a little more probably global level, and then we'll talk about, you know, what's happening here on the local level during the program.
And there will be a film, a short presentation also in film?
Yes. So we have a, the program is going to be relatively short because we really want people to be able to enjoy the night, be able to enjoy, you and your band, of course. Mm-hmm. And so our goal is to, you know, get information to people that may not have had the opportunity to learn about us before. So we have a short video that includes some of our local supporters, some of our local filmmakers, and then actually some industry people from LA are also, highlighted in the video to share about their experience filming in our region. And,
oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so it should be informative, fun. It's a very well done video, so it'll keep moving, and then we'll get to just mixing and mingling and enjoying each other.
So was the video produced locally as well?
We did not. There's a woman out of LA that helps with the California On Location Awards, and she actually helps produce that show. And so she came up and did a commercial for us in 2018 that we have used to market our region like globally.
Okay. And how would we find that commercial if you ever wanted to see that commercial?
So Film Shasta has a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And so I would recommend people go there. We have quite a few interviews from local filmmakers. We have several different commercials that have been done through the years. And so that particular one is a sizzle reel that was done in 2018.
Have you heard that term, sizzle reel?
No.
Okay, all these kinds of things are opening up for us, right, Maria?
Right.
Love it. Now, you've got, and there's been four people from our region that have been selected or up for finalists for the California On Location Awards, I guess it is. Could you tell us about a little bit about that event that you co-chair and sit on in Los Angeles?
Yes. Yeah, so the event is produced by the FLIX, which is the Film Liaisons in California statewide. I've had the privilege of serving as president for the last few years, and so I chair this event, have an amazing committee, which Diana, who produces video, is part of. We've actually had finalists in the past. We've never taken home the award, but this year we have four finalists, one for an independent film called Dream that filmed in the region. The location manager is nominated for that, and then we have three federal employee finalists that were nominated. And Shasta County actually swept that category, which is really exciting. So we know we're going to take home a win this year. We just don't know who it's going to go to yet.
Well, you definitely have to have them come on. We want to know more about this. We want to see this. And again, Tessa, we've got a couple minutes before we've got a break for our next segment. So Tessa, tell us a little bit more about how we can find out more about this information Friday, October 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Riverfront Playhouse. Tell us a little bit more about how we can get the word out.
Absolutely. So we are communicating about it on Facebook. Tickets are actually, it's a free event, but we do ask people to register so that we have all the popcorn and candy and refreshments that are complimentary available for everybody that we are expecting in attendance. You mentioned 5:30 is the start, but doors open at 5:00, and we want people to go ahead and come on over as they are, whether they want to come straight from work or they want to dress up for a night out on the town after this event. But we do invite everybody to come out. We've got some exciting drawings. We've had some great participation from Rim River giving us a gift. We've got a stay at Sheraton as well. Yeah, we've got generous partners here in the area to continue to support Film Shasta and all the hard work that Sabrina and the film industry does here that really impacts all of us in such a positive way.
Well, promise you come back on after this event and after you have your California On Location Awards and just however that turns out. I think it's something that we would love to have on the morning show as well, because we have listeners of different sorts that listen sometimes at night, sometimes in the morning, sometimes both. And so we really appreciate Sabrina Juricich, who's the Regional Film Commissioner on, and Tessa Borquez, who is with Upstate California in the Film Commission community here. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you again soon.
Sounds great.
All right, so I'm here with Maria. You've got somebody calling in the next segment to talk about a fantastic event called
We have the second annual Hispanic Heritage Celebration, and it'll be here in collaboration with Viva Downtown. So they close down the streets. You'll be able to see my favorite part of the horses that dance, the food. It's just the music. It's culture. You know, I love culture.
Yes.
When you see the youth and the elders all join together, it just shivers.
So Araceli.
We'll
be calling in
after
the break. Thanks for being with us tonight here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott, Maria Roscoe. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Also streaming live on KCNR1460.com. If you missed anything, you can go back to KCNR1460 and go to our website. This show will be in the archives, and we definitely want to see you out this weekend, because we got a bunch of stuff happening this weekend. But next weekend, October 11th, October 12th, October 13th, we got lots of stuff that we're going to be talking about this particular show tonight about all of the great stuff happening in the North State. We'll be right back. Hey.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Well, welcome back here to North State. Now, our microphones are up and everything's working. David is our producer tonight. Well, as soon as we went live, there was nothing. Except for, not even my breath. I couldn't even hear. No. So, David's
literally,
like, oh my gosh.
Dead air.
So, I wonder if you're, maybe she, Araceli's calling in?
Well, she is.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Because we are going to be talking about the second annual Hispanic Heritage Celebration. Yes. And should we go with Araceli right now?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Hola.
Hola. How's everybody?
Good, good, good. So we're going to have Maria is going to kick off questions tonight. So talk
for
about
sure.
this event. Yeah.
So excited to have you so you can tell us all about the second annual Hispanic Heritage Celebration. What can people expect?
Okay, so we are going to have a live DJ. We're going to have the dancing horses, which is very traditional in our heritage. And we're going to have a live band. The live band consists of like 9 men and the drums, right? So that's what makes the horses dance. This is why we have to have the banda. We do have like raffles, tickets to Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, gift certificates that we're going to give out to local restaurants, and also folkloric dancers. Those are the girls that come from like, they're the ones from Reblas and Corning and Orland. They're going to come and do a performance with those really colorful skirts, and they dance amazing. So, fun entertainment, no alcohol, drug-free event, supported by all our sponsors. So, thank you.
Oh, when is this event?
Yeah, let's talk more about the event. So, it starts. Give us a whole visual. I mean, you gave us a great visual, but we got the dancers. We talked about the dancing horses. Where will this be held?
Okay, so this is going to, we're going to do our second annual Hispanic Heritage, and it's going to be on downtown Market Street in Reading in front of the IOS, the Art Hall in on Market Street. And it's going to start at 1 p.m. From 2 to 6. It's from 2 to 6 p.m., and we're going to have Junior's Mexican Meat Market there. They're going to have tacos, chicken, barbecue ribs. Mm. And we're also going to have pasta pronto. So they're going to be doing, like, burritos, quesadillas, and the fresh waters made out of fruit.
Oh.
So like pineapple, cucumber, watermelon, all that good stuff.
And when is this?
This is going to be on Sunday, this Sunday, from 2 to 6 in downtown Market Street.
On October 13th.
And ready. Yes, October 13th.
Yeah, so next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I know.
No worries. We're on the same page.
I keep thinking, yes. It's really interesting because we're just on the 5th on Saturday. And we're already thinking, okay, because we know what the planning is. I'm sure you're going crazy with the planning. I love the flyer. The flyer is very colorful. And, you know, you got to tune into some of the pictures. But let's talk about this band. I want to hear about the traditional band.
Yeah, so the traditional band is called a banda, and it has anywhere between 9 and 15 men with different instruments, and it's just like the sound of like the drums and the, in Spanish we call it the tuba. I can't think too quickly to translate it, but in English. But it's just the sound of it, and that's what makes the horses dance. So each horse is trained to a song, and they have, you know, for years. And they know how to bow. They know when to lay down. They know when to, you know, stay. Like, it's amazing. It's a performance. And
oh, my word. I had no idea that the horses trained to the song.
Yes.
Correct, yes. Oh. And they dance it. So, and they come from, these horsemen come from, like, Santa Rosa. They come from Fresno, Madera, Los Molinos, MacArthur, Redbluff, Vina, and we gather the best. They gather the best 10 horses and bring them up to us. So and get a we get a show. It's just amazing.
Now, would the horses be on down at the downtown mall, or do you put one of like a? I've seen like a special on this where they have a square, like a parkade. No?
They're going down the, they're going down the street, and where we're all aligned.
Okay.
It's absolutely breathtaking and amazing, and you have to just dance watching them with your jaw on the floor. And it just gives you chills, and it makes you feel so proud. I know it makes me feel proud. Araceli, I want you to talk about the importance of having this celebration here in Shasta County.
Okay, so, and I'll go back a little bit about, like, 3 years ago when the whole Trump and the racism and stuff, and people kept coming to me, like, hey, Araceli, like, you know, I don't feel okay going out. I feel like people are, you know, especially with the Sherry's Opinion thing, it's like, I don't feel comfortable. I live here, but I want to be, like, I love my community. I know people, you know, please, like, bring something. And I'm like, okay, well, let me see what we can do. And you know what? It wasn't just Hispanics, you know, Puerto Ricans, Venezuelans, Salvador, everybody. And so instead of just focusing on in Mexican Independence Day to celebrate it, because that's already celebrated in here in the U.S., we went ahead and did, like, Hispanic Heritage, and that brought everybody together. And we went and spoke to sponsors, like, hey, you know, what would you like us to bring? You know, like, we've had a mariachi, we had cumbia, we've had salsa music, everybody's music, and that brought everybody together. And now it's like, our goal was to, you know, do Tehama, Shasta, Glenn. Everybody wants it in their community. So this is our third year doing Hispanic Heritage in the North State, but it's our second year in Shasta County. And the residents want it. The community wants it. And here we are.
Yes.
Our second year. So that you know, and just educating the community as well. Like, this is our culture. This is who we are, and this is what we do.
Yes. Certainly appreciate that we don't have to go south to see all this.
Right.
Yes,
thank you for bringing
cities,
that
exactly.
here.
Yeah. I hope we have 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and we just continue on with this wonderful celebration. Thank you for joining us.
And the first year was not a small thing.
No.
It was huge.
Huge.
So many people, all the streets blocked off. So the second year is just going to keep growing.
David's our producer, and so he was there. He saw it.
Oh, me too. I was right by the band. Well, you saw me.
Yes.
I just couldn't help. My hips weren't lying that night.
Thank you so
the
much.
Too.
I know it.
I love the whole feeling of embracing your culture and the fact that you've worked so hard to help us all see culturally. I used to go down to Alavera Street every year with my parents or with my family down in L.A. And that was always wonderful. And I've always had a soft spot in my heart for this culture,
yes.
which is our culture. We're all together.
Thank you so much for your dedication and everything that you do. Araceli, everybody knows you. You get awards. You do everything you can to bring La Cultura here. So I appreciate you so much and happy to support you. And I will see you on October 13th from 2 to 6.
Downtown.
Everybody there, just come out, enjoy, bring your chairs, you know, bring your family. It's a free community event.
Free community event.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks. Bye.
Oh, gosh. And you've got a couple things because in the next segment, after a break, we've got Kimberly Johnson in the house. I'm really excited to, something that we've had near and dear in our hearts that brought us closer together as friends. Is being involved with the One Safe Place Dancing with the Stars. You've danced, Carl's danced, you know, you've emceed. We've been very much involved with that. So we're going to talk about the new next weekend, the season coming up. Mm-hmm. But we have a couple other things, like NorCal Think Pink is also happening with the Sundial Bridge. What do you have there?
So the whole month of October is Think Pink, but just remember to get checked. Breast cancer awareness should be every day. But the 17th of October, we hope to see you on the Sundial Bridge from 5 to 8, where we light the bridge up in pink, and then you'll see people like Redding Rancheria out there giving as much pink swag as we possibly can and information. It is a place of healing, a place for those who are going through it and those family members that are helping them and those maybe who we've lost. It's a time for all of us to come together and show the love that we have for each other. So
yeah. I've been out there before, and exactly what you're saying. There's all walks of life, and it's, you know, a pink night, and all of the different vendors that are out there, some speakers, music, and it's a beautiful night to be out and to celebrate life. While we're walking through
right.
the journey, it's always a journey.
Absolutely. A couple years back, my mom was able to speak because she is a breast cancer survivor. And to listen to all the stories every year that they have of different people who go through what they go through and how they went through it. whether they use their faith, whatever that they did, that empowers somebody else who may find out that they have breast cancer or that they have found out. But please just get checked. Find out how you can check yourself in the shower every day. You don't want to... Cancer knows no race.
That's right.
No gender, no anything. So
right.
Please get checked and come see us at the NorCal Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair, October 17th from 5 to 8, and we'll light that bridge up pink.
We have so much in October already. We've talked about, we haven't really discussed anything that's happening this weekend, but I will say before we take a break that, you know, Carl and I will be emceeing the Bark, Wine, and Brew on Saturday night, but Friday night. I am so excited. We're going to go a couple minutes over, David. I know we're at commercial break right now, but we want to talk about the powwow. We want to talk about it now, and we want to talk about it when we close. The powwow tonight, the elders' dinner is happening right now.
Yes, right now they are honoring the four elders for 2024, and we do this annually. I think that is one of the most important things to do is to honor your elders. Check on your elders. Love your elders. And the tribes do that. So in this way, like tonight, they're honoring Ginger Murphy, Carolyn Wilkes, Art Garcia, Shauna Phillips, and Millie Jackson. Amazing. So all of their families come, and Uncle Jack and Aunt Myrna host the event and sponsor the event, and people go up and they dance, and all of the families go up there and tell all that this person has done for Indian Country. And they have to be nominated, and it's to see what these trailblazers have done.
I like the word trailblazer. Yes. And so tomorrow night we're going to talk about that as well, because it's the grand entry on the rodeo grounds.
Oh.
And I'm so happy that that marriage has happened between the Reading Rodeo and
Reading Rancheria.
And Reading mm-hmm. Rancheria, and that you guys are bringing the Stillwater Powwow, I think the second year.
Yes.
Second year. Or is it the third?
This is our second year, I believe.
All right. Somewhere in there, but
yeah,
it's still happening tomorrow night with the big grand entry. Got to take a break. When we come back, we've got Kimberly Johnson in the house, excited to talk about Dancing with the Stars 2024. All right. We'll be right back.
Your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums. as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Watch me.
Guess why I'm going to. Come on, turn it up, baby. Alright, I gotta share this. So, a friend over here, Maria Orozco, we're back, by the way, live, this is live, had a great celebration last year with the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, and you themed it Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
So we all had fun dressing in various Barbie personalities.
Who better to bring the entertainment than the ultimate Barbie?
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. And when this song came on, several of Jazzercise women came up and danced. We did it twice. It was so much fun to see. You know, there's nothing better than when you can express yourself.
Absolutely. Doesn't matter what you were wearing.
Where I get to jump in and talk about Linda's outfit changes. Can we talk about Linda's outfit changes, please? And the wigs and the whole thing.
You better go big.
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. You know, we were talking about there's a lot of this, where there's a lot of us right now.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to our show. We've got Kimberly Johnson here tonight. And gosh, lots of good things. Dancing with the Stars is just like counting the 9 days, 8 days. Something like that.
I don't have a dress yet, so maybe I could come borrow one from your closet. It's fine. Everything's fine.
It'll probably come, you know, mid-calf. It'll come to your mid-calf.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Marie and I are just dying to know, like, the night of Dancing with the Stars, Saturday night. Tell us what's changing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, for us as a newly combined organization, I think you have to look backwards in order to be able to look forwards well. And so there's something really beautiful about the fact that the name One Safe Place was announced at Dancing with the Stars in 2010, I believe it's 2010. Mm-hmm. And 3 years later, they moved into the Benton Building. And so that was obviously the coming together of Shasta Women's Refuge and Shasta Family Justice Center and created One Safe Place. And so now it's One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center coming together, and we are announcing the newly rebranded organization. And I just have to say, you know, we announced it to our staff a few weeks ago for the very first time. We swore them to secrecy,
right,
but we told our staff the name. And at the end, I went up to Patricia, who is our longest standing employee. She's been with One Safe Place for more than 30 years. And I said, well, like, what do you think? And she was kind of welling up, and she said, I really love it. And I think this process is such a vulnerable one, because people are inevitably going to love it, or they're going to hate it, or somewhere in between. But you know what? Patricia loves it. And that's, for me, that's all that matters.
That's like, great.
Patricia's got it. And so we're very excited.
30 years, and she's seen a lot.
Thousands of clients.
In like 30 years.
In 30 years. Like, just sitting with her is this profound honor. She's extraordinary.
I would say that before the building happened, we were involved with the One Safe Place and what was it before Children's Legacy? Just, that changed the name too.
Shasta County Women's Refuge.
Yes. But even Children's Legacy had a different name.
Oh, no, we were just, yeah, we've always just been Children's Legacy okay. Center since 2016.
Okay,
yes.
So yep. I'm thinking back in 2009 and 10 and 11.
Oh, Shasta County Family Justice Center.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
right.
I know that we did some fundraisers for mm-hmm. that. And so when those melt, that's how long we go back.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
it's been interesting to watch.
2010 when I danced.
Yes.
Is when they.
Yeah, that was when they merged.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And you were just a wonderful dancer.
Well,
just
we
took it home,
we
girl.
Danced for a reason, right?
It was
right.
It was pretty stunning.
Everybody,
I saw pictures. I need to see some videos,
yeah.
but it was pretty amazing.
Everybody dances for, I mean, they're raising funds. It does get competitive because you compete with yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then, but the heart of it is, because you can't, you as a judge, you can't tell them point your toes because you can't go back and repeat it. You get one time for that dance.
That's right. Yep.
Then you get a second dance.
Yep.
The first year I did it, there were some judges that were professional ballroom dancers that were really tough on their scores.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody was like, come on, you guys. This is like a fundraiser. We're not in a ballroom. We're not in a real ballroom competition. But, you know, there's still – it's nice – to be able to see people, you know, the hard work that goes into it. So share some of this with us.
My gosh. I mean, I think it's like a part-time job that these dancers take on
yes.
to do this event. And the creativity behind their fundraisers is so fun to watch. And I mean, you both will remember last year we were expecting it to be the last one. And I was, we did the whole thing, right? It's
mm-hmm.
the last dance. We want to like sunset the show. And then we did it, and I had never been. You all know this. Like, y'all
yes.
were the first ones that I said this to. And it was like, my gosh, we can't sunset this show. We have to do it again. And so we are so excited that it's happening. We are so blown away by the dancers. These fun, I mean, everything from yoga on the Sundial Bridge to, like, glow-in-the-dark bingo to, I think Sam and Aaron are doing the very first open kind of open house situation at the new restaurant that's opening up right here at the Bike Depot. And so there's like all kinds of really fun, the stuff they come up with is amazing.
Super creative.
Yeah.
And people that are very invested in our community.
Absolutely.
So what is different about this particular 2024 series that is different than what we've seen in the past decade?
Yeah, so this one, you know, I said last year, primarily to our staff, everything for us, I think, as an organization starts with, I believe deeply, it's my job to take really good care of my team. It's their job to take care of our clients. And so we started at our all staff meeting last Christmas, and I said, we're going into 2024, and it really is, it's going to be this year of unity. And, we knew that for bringing two organizations together, one that has 50 plus years of history in a community, and one that's this somewhat unknown, rapidly growing startup, has been this profound and inspiring and impossible and hard and magical journey. And yet it's this story of inspiration and hope of getting to watch these two cultures come together, these two organizations come together. And so my hope for the community this year is that they walk away just feeling inspired, really by unity more than anything else. And it's, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have fun, of course, but, it's about coming together, and it's about serving our clients. And
you have different awards this year. You've added a couple more awards, and there are tickets still available.
We do have tickets still available that are available online at the Cascade Theater. They can also get them our website, both Children's Legacy Center as well as ospshasta.org. You can get them on both. We are launching our new website. It's going to launch at 8 p.m. that very night. It's like
Ooh.
Set to go live. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so, yes, there are some new awards. The way that they're doing the awards this year, typically in past years, they've been like one that we have like awards certainly for who raises the most money is of course award. We have like a judges award. This year we have like a people's choice. So we've kind of shaken it up a little bit in terms of the awards. There's still certainly going to be the fundraising awards and all of that, but we're really excited. And the dancers are good. Like I think that's the thing that's like, I mean, this sounds really terrible, but they're really good. They're like very, very fun to watch, and they learn it so flipping fast. So,
and Bobby Milhouse,
I mean,
yeah.
Do you need you say more?
Like, I mean, I can just feel the infectious
yes.
air when he walks in. It's like, okay,
yeah.
What do you want me to do?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
The first night he met with all the dancers, he definitely put out like a, I will be choreographing, and the dancers were definitely like, do we get an opinion? And he was like, not so much. And he's like, the dancers were like, but maybe we do. So it was a pretty, it's been a pretty fun little back and forth.
Are they still rehearsing at the Y?
They are rehearsing at the studio downtown. I believe it's Lit From Within, who has been incredible to work with them. So they have, you know, the dance space that they need. And,
they have a great pound class.
What's a pound class?
What is a pound class?
With the drumsticks to the music.
Oh,
And you get to like drum?
Oh. Well, you use them as you're dancing. So it's an exercise, a full hour of.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we need to try that.
We need to interview that person who put that together.
Maybe after trying a class, then an interview happens.
Epic. We just brought it. Our management team went, and we just brought it in-house. So now they're doing it every Thursday on site.
Oh,
my gosh, that's amazing.
Love
and
that.
Keep you going.
Okay.
This is a total left turn from anything that we were supposed to be talking about right now, but can we just give like a small shout out to Reading Rancheria and the vending machine that your tribal health center is putting out? It made me cry when I saw it. I just have to tell you, and Glenn Hayward and your team, I've sent it to so many people. I don't think people understand the gravity of how important that work is and how much it matters and the harm reduction approach. It's stunning. Like it's inspirational and stunning. So
share it
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
thank
what?
You. Glenn is pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's a vending machine?
Yes, it is a vending machine of all things that you would think that we can get every single day from.
Oh, and we can.
Diapers to.
Oh, wow.
I mean, everything. So when you go and get seen, they give you some type of bucks or something to where you can take it to the vending machine. Deodorant. I mean, it's things that you need.
I must see this.
It's things that we take for granted getting to purchase every day, and people are getting to access it for free. And we don't think about things like feminine hygiene products or diapers. I mean, it's one of the biggest things that we get requests for is diapers at Wednesday Place. And so getting to see it in this sort of format where it's, and I think to me what's really beautiful about it is there's actually the ability to access it in a way that is really, that's really uplifting for an individual and empowering for an individual. So when we think of going to a vending machine, you're not having to necessarily interact with a person or sort of ask for a handout. Right. Like, so it's just this really stunning, innovative, cool. I've like literally sent it to a million people. I think it's so, I happened to be
in the waiting room when somebody was talking to the phone to somebody and telling them, oh my gosh, I can get this now.
Yep, there you go.
And they just started crying and I was like, oh.
Life changing.
Yes.
Life-changing. Yeah.
And
it's a big deal.
We have to take a break on that. All right. Because we got to do some commercial stuff right now. But that is stunning. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think one morning Glenn was talking about that, but it never really came into a visual,
It's on KRCR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's what?
It came out on KRCR and all that.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. We'll have to find that. Okay. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
All right, welcome back to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I'm here with Maria Orozco and Kimberly Johnson of One Safe Place and Children's Legacy. We are talking about the event that's coming up, which is going to be a big fundraiser on the 12th of October, which is just next Saturday, for Dancing with the Stars at the Cascade Theater. Tickets still available. We talked about this great new wonderful vending machine that is in this is it in the One Safe Place?
It's in Reading Rancheria.
Okay.
Yep.
So, but we were talking about certain items that people just don't have access to, and so that it's brilliant. And you were sharing at KRCR talked about that. So I'm trying to find that online. But Kimberly, let's talk about some statistics here because we do get blown away. We went to the Justice Crab Feed on Saturday night and realized, you know. They didn't really do a lot, didn't talk a lot about statistics, but that was really in sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that sometimes with domestic violence and what happens when children become wayward, what happens with life.
Absolutely.
And people losing their ability to cope.
Yeah, absolutely. That's for sure. Well, I mean, one of the big things that we've been working on over the last really 6 months is we have been going through a really significant process of bringing online a new data software system, which sounds really, I think in the world of the service delivery that we talk about, it's not the actual kind of gritty side of the work that we do every day, but it's so critically important, I think, for us to understand our data really well. And so we're actually really excited because we're going to be launching an entirely new internal data software system that's going to really allow us to track some of the trends that we are seeing. And it's also going to really help keep our staff safe in terms of the way that it will bring perpetrators up online and there'll be photos attached. I mean, it does so much. And so this is some of the stuff that's kind of the internal side that's so important. But as we're doing that, we've been looking back through some of our data, and I think, you know, we have a number of programs across both organizations. But I think one thing that I now honestly like feel ashamed by is when we stepped into a place of leadership with One Safe Place, I remember thinking, I think, you know, we think of One Safe Place as like the domestic violence shelter, right? Like, I think we have this kind of visual, and then they also have these other, these one-stop shop services. And that's kind of the general understanding. But I think the gravity of what that actually means is often lost. And so One Safe Place provides, we have our 24/7 crisis hotline. And so that, we receive over 1,000 calls a year on our crisis hotline. And it really, I mean, my shameless plug of any sort of time that I have a microphone in front of me is that we are in need of crisis hotline volunteers right now. We are having to have our staff that are manning our crisis hotline at the end of the day. And that's hard, right? They're doing crisis intakes and then having to do the crisis hotline when they go home. But so we have our crisis hotline. We also have our crisis intake walk-in through our, they can just walk in anytime at our Benton location. And we serve victims really of all ages. And currently within our Benton location, it's really ages 18 and up and all the way up. I mean, we've served people in their 70s, 80s and up. And the data there, it varies, you know, like in March of this year was our highest month for our client services, which is inclusive of the clients we serve both as walk-in as well as on our crisis hotline. And there was 327 clients in the month of March alone. So just really high numbers. In the month of August, we had 137. So it can vary quite vastly, from month to month. One of the, I think, coolest things that we've been able to do this year, and this is the kind of stuff, you know, we don't get to show pictures because of our locations, right, and of course the clients we serve, but we were able to take our transitional housing program from originally they were having to kind of do one-off phone calls with landlords that were very gracious to work with us, and we were able to actually secure a 12-unit, like, little apartment complex that had just been renovated. And so three of the units are three-bed, one-bathroom. I mean, they're like brand new, and all of the other units are two bed, one bathroom. And so we've seen this slow kind of titrating up of the clients that are served there. And so in the month, going all the way back to the month of March, we had 15 clients in the month of March, but in the month of August, we have 27 clients that are currently in our transitional housing program. And so this has really made the transition out of shelter into that more stable housing. It's a minimum of 6 months. And we've had one of those families that has already moved on to permanency. And so that's the stuff, right? Like, that's the stuff of, like, this
Eureka.
Is it. Yeah. It's just the stuff. So it Success. Makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah. I always thought that the folks at Women's Refuge, One Safe Place, Children's Legacy Center, bringing something like Dancing with the Stars to show everybody, yes, this is a glamorous event, but this is why.
That's right. Yeah.
This is why we do it.
Yeah.
But to have something so eventful to showcase and to hear, you know, the stats and how many people that they help, and is just, we got to practice on the Benton one, and we could hear the kids upstairs, and that's what drives you.
Yeah, that's it.
100%.
You practiced,
We practiced
on the Benton, yes. Mm-hmm. Gosh, when we did the shows, we actually, one time or a couple times, we had lunches afterwards, or dinners, or mm-hmm. afterwards, I think, there.
The Reading Rancheria Community Room?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. In the Reading Rancheria Community Room. And that would have been like an after party.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
Was, yeah. So glad that this is, you know, because even before that, when we'd give grants, they'd have to take us to the undisclosed place and mm-hmm. do the walkthrough, and we were like, I mean, that's real.
That's
and now real. It's bringing it out. They don't have to be, you know, it's just.
Where's the? I'd love to see the housing. I'd love to see pictures of the housing.
Yes.
I think that's another great visual.
Yeah.
We would love to have to invite you back on in the morning show. I think it's really important. And then I know the people that are listening that would like to volunteer.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they would like to be volunteer. Would mm-hmm. they have to go through and become educated in what to look for, what to hear for. We did have a friend at one time that had gone through the training to do that, and she said, I will come to your house for dinner, but if I get a call, I got to leave and go in the other room, and I don't know how long I'm going to be.
That's right.
We were like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just we'll take you as long as we can, but that's more important.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it takes a lot of commitment, mm-hmm. but it's so worthy.
Yeah, and we have a new volunteer portal on our website, and we have a broader array that is continuously expanding of ways that people can volunteer. So if people can't do the full 66-hour training to then do the crisis hotline mm-hmm. and actually go on their responses mm-hmm. to the hospital, there are still lots of opportunities to volunteer. So we have lots of ways that people can get plugged in for sure.
And this time has flown by, hasn't it, Maria?
Yeah,
okay, we have closing thoughts here, and then Carl asked David to say that Doug Lamolf was going to be on tomorrow. So he's going to be on the morning show. Carl said to share that. So closing thoughts?
I love October.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only the third, and there's just...
You're going to do the Rotary Club. It's going to do the Haunted House.
We have tickets.
Yes. I don't know if it's too late to have somebody call. 605-45... 6-7, I suppose, if you call right now. If not, anyway, last minute. Okay, we got tickets for Haunted House. What else?
Yes, absolutely. That's all I have.
Okay, so the 17th is the Think Pink, is the lighting of the bridge. This next weekend coming up, Dancing with the Stars is on the 12th.
That's
on the
right.
13th, we have the
Hispanic Heritage,
which is fantastic. And tomorrow night is the grand entry for the powwow.
Yes, I will see you all 7 p.m., and you will feel the power of